Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Vice President Mike Pence and California Senator Kamala Harris are set to meet tonight for their only debate of the 2020 election cycle. NPR Scott Detrow reports on what's shaping up to be a formidable matchup.
Vice presidential debates are usually not high-impact moments of the campaign, but with President Trump having just spent several days hospitalized and with the oldest person ever elected president running against Joe Biden, who would claim that title from Trump if he wins, there's more focus than usual this year on the second spot on the national ticket. Pence, by and large, was viewed as the winner of his debate with Senator Tim Kaine 4 years ago, and Harris is a former state attorney general, now known for her sharp questions at Senate committee hearings. Due to a coronavirus outbreak at the White House, the Biden campaign has asked for plexiglass barriers to be set up between Pence, Harris, and moderator Susan Page. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
President Trump says he plans to attend next week's presidential debate. Democratic rival Joe Biden has suggested canceling the event if Trump is still contagious. Biden campaigned yesterday in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, calling it a reminder of the cost of one of the bloodiest battles for the nation's soul.
As we stand here today, a century and a half later after Gettysburg, we should consider again what can happen when equal justice is denied, when anger and violence and division are left unchecked.
Biden again promised to unify the country if he's elected. Facebook is banning groups and accounts associated with the conspiracy movement known as QAnon. Details from NPR's Hannah Alam.
Over the summer, Facebook introduced steps to curb the spread of the baseless QAnon conspiracy theory. Believers see President Trump as waging a secret war against Satan-worshipping pedophiles. But Facebook was widely criticized for not going far enough to stop a fringe movement that in some cases has fueled real-world violence. Now the social media platform agrees it should have been tougher and has updated its policies. The company says it will remove Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts that represent QAnon. A Facebook statement says enforcement has begun and is expected to continue in the coming days and weeks. The QAnon conspiracy began in far-right online forums and is now spreading internationally. The FBI has called conspiracy-driven extremists a growing threat. Hannah Lam, NPR News.
President Trump has ordered a halt to negotiations over another round of COVID-19 relief until after the election, but says he would sign a standalone bill for individual stimulus payments. Trump also tweeted a call for an immediate congressional deal on a payroll protection plan for the airline industry. Tens of thousands of airline jobs are being cut because of pandemic-related losses in the industry. In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. Following losses on Tuesday, Asian shares are mixed. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Idaho says coronavirus relief payments can now be withheld from people who are incarcerated. The ruling gives the agency until October 24th to reconsider payments for those who were denied or had their money intercepted solely because of incarceration. The decision could clear the way for the release of at least 80,000 checks, totaling more than $100 million. The U.S. Surgeon General is facing an upcoming hearing on criminal charges that he violated coronavirus restrictions in a Honolulu park. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman has details.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He came to Hawaii in August to help with a federal program of surge testing during a spike in cases of COVID-19. At one point, he was taking pictures in a park on the island of Oahu at a time when all parks were closed. A Honolulu police officer cited Adams for violating an emergency order of the mayor of Honolulu. A local attorney says Adams misunderstood the law and will respond appropriately. According to a court filing, a remote hearing will be held in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
Hurricane Delta has weakened to a Category 3 storm as it approaches Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The storm could strike the U.S. Gulf Coast on Friday. Musician Eddie Van Halen has died at the age of 65. Van Halen's guitar skills propelled his namesake band into becoming one of rock music's most celebrated groups. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.